Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another great Making Eight tailgate party live from Manatee County Civic Center. We are here with Diamond W Rodeo Productions and the Southern States Bull Riding. Let me tell you, we are moments away from getting this thing on. This is going to be one great matchup. To start things off, this is one of the final rodeos. We have two of them going on tonight, right now. One is in Naples, Florida. The second one right here, Manatee Civic Center. This is the final night for the 2009 season for the Southern States Bull Riders. We do have some matchups. We have guys that are in the rankings. We have guys that are just outside the rankings ready to try to ride their way in tonight. If they make the ride, they are in the money, and they will be at the finals in January in LaBelle, Florida. Well, let me tell you, this thing is going to turn out to be one great matchup. We've got some great bullfighters down here tonight. We are ready to get this thing underway. Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. We are going to break it out. It is loud. It is noisy in there. I apologize if this thing does not come across like we want it to, but this action is going to be brought to you live. So, rodeo fans, stay tuned. Go fill your water bottles. Let's get through this introduction right here, right now. We're going to take a break. Get ready for a great matchup from the Southern States Bull Riding in the Manatee Civic Center. We'll be right back.
Fuck! is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
And a rodeo queen. Billy was a lover, oh, you know what I mean. Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the road. You're the only man I love. I need you so. And Billy, he looked at Dixie, looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Give my pack of woods pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. He rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, ai. Aloha, ai. Aloha, ai. Aloha, ai. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and out again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spend a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Give me a pack of woods, a pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow. Money's gone, except the $20 bill. but that's your feast to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your tribe, and a deep and gnawing desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet.
Diamond W Ford Rodeo has really kicked this thing off. The introductions have been made. The bull riders are getting on the bulls now. They have got the flank rope. We're ready to kick this thing off there, football fans or rodeo fans. We're going to get here right now. We're ready to kick it off.
Last time coming all the way from Pennsylvania to get here tonight. I don't even know if it's made it. Yeah. The only third ball that we see here tonight is this old transparent powder tank. For 10 years, our next bull rider saw this event. We call him Weasel. His name is Chris Taylor. And all the way from Las Vegas, the 2008 World Champion Bull Rider, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Rumble.
Rodeo fans, they just announced the bullfighters. These guys are going to be the South Country section tonight. They are all that these guys that came in the way between these bulls and safety. Let me tell you, these bulls are nasty. They are some of the rankest here in the Southeast, and they are ready to get it on. We are fired up. We are here with a passion. We are here with a fire. Let me tell you, we are excited about this event. Doug Walker and Diamond W Rodeo has put this thing together for 10 years. This is Bull Bass Canyon Rodeo, man. And let me tell you, they're holding nothing back. We may get grabbed out by some of our backgrounds, and that's okay. We want to bring this out to be alive, so you're going to hear nothing happen, rodeo fan. We're going to do what we can to bring it to the Lord. We're going to let you know who the riders are and what's going on with them. We may even have a couple guests pop in here with us down here. It's a bucket shoot number three right now. We're ready to get this thing started. Here we go. Can't tell who got Ryder Royce right there, but I've got a little bit of torque. He's coming around, sitting right at the bucket seat, sitting around to the right. Bull Rodgers is
all right. We've got the one down here in the 1976 trip, boys and girls.
We're going to find out who that cowboy was. We're ready to get out here to bust some bulls.
Well, I can't do some business tonight. Come on, horse drive from Old Kentucky, Florida, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you, this guy's been judging a long time. Matter of fact, in his late 1800s, I think he was the official judge.
That's the bull rider right now. Cowboy's pulling his
horse. Look over here, a former bull rider himself. Sammy, call that cowboy with the hometown boy. And the hot fucking juice, we have a chicken in South Cross Rattles in Pacific, Florida.
Just to let you know, our bull rider is going to be weaving.
I don't know what to do.
Randy was riding with the but that's not the problem. Wrong with it. Well, Randy, you didn't run the whole band tonight, I'll say, buddy.
We jump ship.
Bill Spring, and one of my guitars, this young man, won this event here before. I'm putting my money on him.
There you go. Jimmy, another veteran cowboy. This is a great matchup. He is on Red Bull. I don't know if he was on last year. We've seen him on the video, but we've seen Jimmy Lassner. Jimmy Lassner knows how to get it done.
Interesting bill.
I think right here, Jimmy Lassner, to make this ride. Okay, left hand delivery goes from the left to the left. Oh, just a minute, back around to the right. Oh, Lord, take a minute. Oh, 7-7. Oh! I'll tell you what. These guys knew what they had going up against, you know, these old guys to really get it done. Red Silhouette. I'll tell you what, I put my money on Jimmy, but Red Silhouette is a veteran bull. Looks like Jimmy's really busted up over there. We may have spot on over and check out with him. Hopefully you're able to hear the show being broadcasted. We're going to do what we can.
Need the paramedics here right now.
All right, we're going to spot on over.
Folks, we need paramedics over here right now. Jimmy Lassner, they say he broke his leg. That's not good. I'm telling you what, it's been a bad night for these bull riders. Go ahead and get the t-shirt to the Thank you.
the rules. And this kid runs right out of the rules. The rules.
Oh, no.
They are alive and look confused.
the cats and the ladies want to be the truth about the wee baby. What's your name? They don't know what the name is. Well, it's right. You can see my boyfriend, you sure the can. You can see my old with a shame. I'm ill because I am the man with the flying tail. If you ask me why, I watched the world from the time I was only 6 years old. I'm pretty good at it. That woman's got them good looking breeds.
All right, now we're going to go get him, little guy. This is a young man I was telling you about. I'm not telling you about him. Well, he's a big boy this year. Let's see if he gets on.
She has them good looking breeds on. Do you see them? Where? That woman, that girl in the green shirt, she had them good looking breeds. But the women wearing breeds now, like right down there. Some women look really, really good in them pants, you know? Yeah. But some of you larger women, y'all may believe them hanging in the closet because they kind of look like a can of biscuits when you get hot. You get a woman, biscuits hanging out everywhere. I don't even like biscuits no more. I know what y'all know about biscuit after biscuit after. You ain't right, boy. I don't even like them with crazy.
All right, what are you?
Sure.
You can get the tractor broke. What about you? Issue. Hey, little girl, y'all take him with you wherever y'all go. See, I didn't make you mad, did I? You should have been a walker, man. Okay, y'all see how it works? Okay, give me four more right there. One, two, come on. One, two, three, four. Okay, y'all see how it works? Two, y'all two, stand over here a little bit. Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. You can go. This is her. Is that your mother? That's your mother? Go see her. Go play with her. Okay. You practice it? All right. Only count of three. One, two, three. Hey, did you ever watch your mama dance in the shower? Where'd you get all them moves at? Okay. What about you? They like you. What about him? 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 Are y'all ready? Are you ready? I can tell you're ready. Your rippers is on this there. You okay? That's the way y'all let cold air in down here. On the count of three. One, two, three. Hey, I'm going to go.
apologize for the delay.
Now, we're
still trying to work out. We're working this thing out. We're back down here in the booth. Let me tell you, we got some good action coming up. We still have a whole other section of bull riding left to go. So, fans, y'all stay tuned. We're getting ready for our halftime show right now, so to speak. These guys are kind of breaking it down. They load more bullets in the bucket, too. We do know the section wave has 278. I believe we have one of the more riders. Maybe one of our riders, or we have to step out. But let me tell you guys, we're here. We're ready to get this thing going. As I finish off the time course, I'm pretty upset. I got bumped off the bull they call Neon Smoke bull that Brian has actually had before. We'll go on a practice pin, but this guy here, he's a tough little cowboy. He's got a really good one matched up here for this next go round. And let me tell you, this is going to be a rematch. You know, when we first started talking about Brian, we got him for Charlotte. And the first time we knew he had an opportunity to get it done. Finish down there. He's knocked out by this bull. Made the qualifier live, though. And he's got a rematch against him. It's going to be number one risky business. It looks like we're getting ready to do the bull. These guys are ready to get it done.
Wow. If you get the every now and then.
All the time for
right now on the borderline of either being top of the house or the only one here this evening looking to rack up the 11th place.
You know what? Donnie, hopefully he's able to be here for us. We have him on the line.
we don't get it back here. We're going to check in. We'll let you know. We'll get an update on what's going on. On our back of the ramp show, which will be Tuesday night at the PM Eastern Standard Time. So, Rodeo fans, definitely, we're in a slow mode. Things are so, high speed, I guess you could say. I'll tell you what, this one has definitely put a toll on it. We have definitely worked for our money tonight. Really enjoying it, though. These guys have really put on a great show. We're going to go to the get ready for coming up. We could have another half of the move on. We love
cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike with boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. 'Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy life. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy life. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. He's got a simple solution for just about anything.
Where the dance floor's crowded and the music is high. Now, we're going to jump that 84 point up, stop the score, we're going to get the Yeah. see you, they can help you shoot, but that little bit of a pity, our next job is going to do. We got time. We got to take something going to shop in 1 hour, just not drink. I took my last shot and we went to the grocery store. We walked in there and we found the sale of the year. The best of the year. You know what it was? I loved it. Bud Light. I think it was Bud Light for $9 a case. I got that Bud Light and I put it in the back table. She said, put it back. I said, no way. She said, put it back. I said, I'm not going to put it back. This is the cheapest $9 Bud Light I've ever seen. She said, put it back. You know what that is?
Yeah.
I'm proud of it. I think that this building has been built a long time.
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the This cowboy has won this event more than anybody else. He is the bull prize champion of Madison County more than anybody else.
I think he can do it again. Come on, come on, come on.
Jason Lake, though, score 78. He's leading the event in first place right now. We're going to see what he can do on his second bull of the night.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to break out here. We've got Texas going in. Our basketball ranch. Until then, Rodeo, we don't think that we can turn to make an you want to check out more of SFPR, you can go to now.com. We'll see you guys next week in our Texas break. Next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Get a grip.
You don't do much like that. You just keep it.